Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is exactly what the Democrats wanted. They wanted to radicalize people in this country that would want to take out a Supreme Court justice so that Roe v. Wade would not be overturned. You have to remember that the unprecedented leaking of this Roe v. Wade, basically court document that was released to the American people was done on purpose by a rogue activist at the Supreme Court, maybe even at the direction or the wink and the nod of an actual Supreme Court justice. They wanted to get it out there, this opinion on Roe v. Wade, which would overturn Roe v. Wade, send it back to the states. It would be a states' rights issue. And they wanted to get it out there for one reason and one reason only early, because they wanted someone to go out there, be crazy, and to stop this by killing a Supreme Court justice. In essence, the White House, under Joe Biden, radicalized the would-be Kavanaugh killer as Pelosi actually held up Supreme Court security funds. Those are the facts. And if you think that the Democrats weren't wanting and hoping when they released this document from the Supreme Court, this opinion in an unprecedented manner, if you don't think they weren't doing this because they wanted someone to go out there and try to kill one of these conservative justices to stop it, that's their goal, right? Because then you would have Joe Biden put someone on the Supreme Court to replace them. It would stop the ruling. This is exactly what they were trying to do. Now, of course, Joe Biden has shown what a scumbag he is, publicly being silent about a man arrested for attempting to murder Brett Kavanaugh. Now, this wasn't a joke. Let me remind you, by the way, of how radical the left is just in general on these issues. Lori Lightfoot, mayor of New York, talking about Gay Pride Month. Remember when she tweeted out, "To my friends in the LGBTQ+ community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next." This was her response after Roe v. Wade. "This moment has to be a call to arms." Fast forward a few weeks later, and what's the headline? U.S. man charged with attempted murder of Supreme Court justice. Now, this traditionally would be wall-to-wall coverage. I say traditionally because you have a media right now that is anything but traditional. If this happened under another administration that was a Republican, they would be 24/7 coverage of this. Now, the other part that is a core of this story is that the Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are actually holding up security right now, security funds, while we're sending billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine, holding up the funds to protect the Supreme Court justice. Why? Because they're totally okay with this. That's where we are now. That's what's happening. And everybody needs to understand this. Now, why is the president not coming out condemning this? Because I think he's okay with it as well. He's part of the group of people that clearly wanted harm to be done to a conservative justice. Now, when I say harm, that means assassinate. And President Joe Biden continued his public silence about the man arrested for attempting to murder the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. Police arrested this Nicholas John Rosk early Wednesday near Kavanaugh's home for allegedly attempting to murder the Supreme Court justice. On Wednesday, the president visited off the record with reporters on Air Force One and complained about his media coverage. Then he taped an episode with ABC's comedian activist Jimmy Kimmel and delivered remarks at the Summit of Americas. Not one time did he address this shocking incident of an individual, of a man, wanting to kill a Supreme Court justice to stop the overturning of Roe v. Wade. White House press secretary Wednesday said Biden, quote, condemns the actions of this individual in the strongest terms, but Biden himself has not mentioned it. Why? I wonder why. How hard is it for the president of the United States of America to come out and say, don't screw with any Supreme Court justice. This is wrong. Now, the president continues publicly voicing his concerns about Republicans and former President Donald Trump, quote, as threats to democracy, but remains silent about the major threat to one of the three branches of government because they don't mind overthrowing the government. These are the same people that want to pack the court. And if to pack that court or to get rid of a conservative justice, that means leaking an opinion and then calling to arms someone to come do this. Now, I also want to be clear. Democrats are going to come out and they're going to say, well, this guy isn't connected to us. He isn't part of us. This guy isn't one of us, right? That's what they're going to say. Well, he absolutely is a part of them. And the reason why is because I remember liberals losing their minds saying this is a war. Liberals went nuts when the leaked Alito opinion came out. I'm going to play it for you. Before I do that, I want to tell you about my good friends
over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's happening on Wall Street. And you know what's going on with inflation. So are you protecting your hard-earned dollars, your assets? Do you have a hedge against inflation? Are you terrified every day that you've lost a massive amount of money when the stock market is having these crazy drops? Well, are you diversified? And if you are diversified, you don't have to worry as much. That's where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. Legacy Precious Metals can help you have a blueprint to protect your hard-earned dollars. As interest rates go up, inflation goes up, Democrats are trying to raise taxes, and a skyrocketing national debt. Now is a time for you to take a look at protecting your dollars and controlling your future with gold and precious metals. A lot of people move to gold and precious metals during times like these. It is a hedge against inflation. It's a way to protect your assets. And right now you can call Legacy Precious Metal and get the free investor's guide. Make sure you call them and see if gold and precious metals is right for you and your retirement. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, want to remind you, please make sure that you auto-download or subscribe our podcast right now so you get it every day for free.
Now, take a listen to this montage. You're going to have Democratic senators. You're going to have Vice President of the United States of America. You're going to have the president. You're going to have leaders in the media. You're going to have governors like New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, right? You're going to have former Democratic presidential candidates like Elizabeth Warren, who all came out. And in the wake of the leaked Alito opinion, they said this. And if you don't think they were calling to arms a psychopath to go take out Supreme Court justices, you're an idiot. Listen.
Has been declared on the American woman.
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
We are not going back.
Yeah, they're trying to criminalize our bodies. Yes, they're trying to move toward states' rights, and we all know what states' rights means.
Not ever!
The founding fathers didn't recognize abortion as a fundamental right because the founding fathers were racist, misogynist jerk faces who didn't believe that women had any rights at all.
The 50 years of rights, the decades of precedent that has just been spit on and thrown away in this draft opinion.
No one is safe. This overturning Roe will be a mass criminalization event.
And honestly, at this point, I think we're all right to question the legitimacy of the court.
It read like an anti-abortion activist wrote it, not a Supreme Court justice.
These justices are acting like this is somehow something that they have the right to change. They do not have the right to change this.
And this Supreme Court has said they don't care. They don't care about those women. What they care about is imposing their extremist view on the rest of the country.
The Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years.
It's really quite a radical decision.
The decision would be an abomination, one of the worst ever in modern history.
Not ever!
You see fascism down the line here.
Not ever!
This is the kind of news that rocks your world as a woman.
Women have barely had any rights in this country most of the time that women have been in this country.
My worry is that this is just the beginning. Next, they'll go after gay marriage and maybe Brown versus Board of Education?
Yeah.
It's clear that they will try to turn back the clock to a time when women, people of color, LGBTQ people are second-class citizens.
The story that women across America and the men who love them, or the men who might like sex, care about, is our fundamental right to abortion.
Not ever!
There it is. In their own words, making it very clear what they believe and what they think. Now, that was a call to arms. The same way that Lori Lightfoot in her tweet out there was making it clear. She said it. I'm going to quote her again. To my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms. A call to arms. That's what she said. She called it a call to arms for a reason. Let me remind you of what some of these other scumbags had to say about this, just so you know. Let's go to the Senate leader, right? There's a Senate leader, and everybody needs to understand that the Senate leader is a big deal. He's in charge of the Senate. He's the Democrat who's in charge, Chuck Schumer. You know what he said? I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch, you have unleashed a whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions. That is the leader of the Democratic Party in the Senate threatening Supreme Court justices. And then we're surprised when a guy actually goes through with this, when the White House and the Democratic Party says, hey, radicals, please come out there, because Joe Biden's White House intentionally fanned the flames of this violence. Their irate political rhetoric that I just played for you after the Democrats leaked the Supreme Court opinion, as well as the most latest Uvalde school shooting. And the result has been an attempt on the life of a Supreme Court justice. And when you have the Senate Majority Leader coming out and saying, I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh, naming him by name, this is what we refer to as a kill list. I want to tell you, Justice Gorsuch, again, naming the person you want to die. You have unleashed a whirlwind and you will pay the price. Now, if you're a Supreme Court justice, I want you to think about this. It's a lifetime appointment, okay? What price could you possibly pay? It's not like you're up for re-election in 2 years, because you could make the argument, right? It's a bad argument, but you could. You could say, my alibi is I wasn't calling for anybody to go kill a Supreme Court justice. I was calling for them to lose re-election, right, if they were elected officials, but they're not. So you can't say, well, you're going to pay the price politically. They're on the Supreme Court forever, and that's how the Supreme Court works. So when you say, I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch, you have unleashed a whirlwind and you will pay the price, the only way to interpret you will pay a price is someone's going to kill you. And at the same time, you have Nancy Pelosi holding up funding for security for Supreme Court justice. And by the way, being a Supreme Court justice will never be the same again moving forward.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
the
podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? Look like my baggage. I mean, I know. Okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Supreme Court justices, and I've been around several of them. I had the ability during the Bush administration to be around several of them, including Clarence Thomas and his wife. And there was a certain sense of safety and security in D.C. for them. They were not messed with in a political way the way that they're now trying to destroy these men and women's lives, right? Referring to them as, you know, and just go back to the latest last confirmation hearings of conservative justices under Donald Trump, right? We're trying to ruin people's lives by making up just flat out lies. And it worked so well against Donald Trump with Russian collusion that was a lie. Why not find a random woman to make up a lie who's a leftist activist who becomes a darling of the left and say that this Supreme Court nominee is a rapist who organized rape parties as a junior hire? Because that's literally the argument. That's what they did. They will stop at nothing to destroy people's lives, including them being killed by a radical. And that's how we got to the point that we're at today. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is said to be holding up a Senate bill. These are the facts, and you should share these with your friends. Please share our podcast with your friends right now. Hit that forward and share button, because the media is not going to tell you this about Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi said to be holding up on purpose this bill that would grant more security for the Supreme Court justice. Why? Because she has no problem looking the other way as someone tries to knock off a justice. The same way that you have these words that are threats from the Senate Majority Leader. U.S. Senate fast-tracked the new security plans after the Democratic extremists leaked an expected Roe v. Wade opinion from the court in May, but Pelosi has thus far refused to bring the legislation up for a vote in the House, stalling more security for Supreme Court justices, and the only reason why is because she wants them to be in fear of their lives. She wants them to change their opinion on Roe v. Wade so that someone doesn't kill them. This would-be assassin is believed to have been radicalized by far-left reaction to the abortion issue, as well as the shooting in Uvalde. The aspiring gunman is said to have had a Glock 17 handgun, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a nail punch, a crowbar, and a hammer, and said he found Kavanaugh's address on the internet after those addresses were published. Remember when the left started organizing the walks to the Supreme Court Justice House in Washington, D.C.? That was nothing more than a kill list, a hit list. Here's where they live. Don't allow them to be safe anywhere they go. That's also what Democrats were saying back in the day. This isn't the first time they've doxed people this way. Remember when Democrats came out and said anybody that supports Donald Trump, any administration officials, don't let them feel safe anywhere, get in their faces when they go to the grocery store, when they go out to eat, and people start doing it? Remember when they started yelling at Ted Cruz and his wife when they're out for dinner and many other conservatives? Remember when they started attacking Rand Paul, who's been attacked, by the way, by an actual person trying to kill him, his neighbor? This is what they do now. They basically activate the deranged in their party to carry out their sick worldview. And that means knocking people off and killing them. And President Biden has failed to condemn the attempted attacks. Why? He had opportunity to do it. He's on a talk show last night, for goodness sakes. Look at this president of the United States of America. You can't tell me when he went on last night on that talk show, when he was doing Jimmy Kimmel, he couldn't have condemned this and said, as Americans, we need to come together. He could have done it. He didn't do it on purpose, because I think they all believe that these justices deserve to either be intimidated this way or at least maybe take out one or two of them. You could have condemned it, but he didn't. And the less rhetoric on the run-up to this latest assassination attempt is exactly what they were hoping for. They were hoping to bring a political climate and create an issue around their core issue of abortion ahead of the midterms to stop this ruling. And they wanted to do it by saying to the crazies in their party, go do it. All it takes, by the way, is one person. Look at the U.S. population right now. If you look at the U.S. population, they know this. They understand it. The Democrats are like, look, got a big country, right? We got a lot of people that live here. We got a whole lot of people in this country. We got 332 million, right? Pretty big number. Why not go for it? Why not move forward? We can find one person that will be crazy. One person. That's all it takes. The U.S. Census Bureau projects the United States population will be 332,403,650. It's a 0.21% increase in population, or an additional 706,000 people since New Year's Day of last year. You just need one crazy person to decide to go take out a Supreme Court justice, and you can stop the overturning of Roe v. Wade. That's what they believe. Look at this country right now, where we are. In America in 2022, you have United States prosecutors with our Justice Department under Joe Biden and Soros who don't believe in prosecuting criminals. As long as you do crimes that we're okay with, the left, we won't prosecute you. We have a Department of Homeland Security secretary who doesn't believe in border security as we have millions coming across the border illegally? Why do you think our population growth is so big? You have a health department in this country who can't, a health department official, by the way, a top official of their health department that actually thinks that he is a woman when he's a dude. That's who's giving you advice in the Biden administration on health. And you have an energy secretary that has openly said she doesn't believe in energy independence or even in energy in general from oil and gas and natural resources. This is the Biden administration. So when you look at the list that I just told you, that list, and then you look at their actions right now and what they're doing right now, no one should be surprised that a dude decided to go and try to kill a Supreme Court justice after that's exactly what they've been demanding. This is exactly what they have been doing. They have been radicalizing these people through the White House press briefings and through every time they have an interview or go on TV. Why has the president failed to condemn the attack? Because he's okay with it. And look at the left's rhetoric in the run-up to the latest incident. Just look at it. May 5th, Press Secretary Jen Psaki refused to condemn activists posting the justices' home addresses. Guess what? This guy went to go kill a Supreme Court justice, got the address off the internet. May 6th, White House refused to say if Biden has, quote, a view on activists harassing justices at their homes. Again, silent on purpose. Why? Because they're okay with someone going and killing a Supreme Court justice. We should be honest about that. Every one of you listening should share this podcast and let people know this timeline. Because again, this is the proof that they are okay with the assassination of Supreme Court justices. Look at Nancy Pelosi on May 6th. She called on protesters to, quote, actively pressure justices to influence their decisions, which is, by the way, technically against the law, but no one cares. 2 days later, on May 8th, Nancy Pelosi said, quote, the focus is to influence and change the Supreme Court's forthcoming decision on Roe v. Wade. So if you can't do it through rhetoric, do it through killing a Supreme Court justice. May 9th, then White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki refused to condemn the protests at justices' homes, even though it is against the law, because you're trying to influence, right? You're trying to influence and intimidate a judge, a justice. That's against the law. It's a federal offense. White House Press Secretary refused to condemn those protests because they wanted them. The behind the scenes, they were advocating for them. They were hoping they would happen. They were supporting them. Jim Psaki also refused to condemn the doxing of justices' personal information, even as the threats of violence grew and there was more security added for Supreme Court justices. Look at May 10th. Jen Psaki downplayed the harassment, claiming, quote, protests have been peaceful to date. To date. Well, I mean, they may kill somebody down the road, but right now, so far, they haven't. And we certainly continue to encourage the outside of judges' homes. Hold on. Let me read that again for you. Quote, the protests have been peaceful to date, and we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes. So they're not condemning you going into their homes. They're encouraging you to do it. Just stay peaceful, wink. May 11th, Chuck Schumer answered yes when asked if he was comfortable with the protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, and then started naming them. Chuck Schumer, I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch, you have unleashed a whirlwind and you will pay the price. Well, they're not up for re-election, so you can't say your alibi is, oh, hold on, calm down, everybody. I wasn't saying to kill them. I was just saying when the next election comes. They have a lifetime appointment. The only way to take what I just said, the only way is to take it the way I just described it, which is exactly what he just said. Go kill them. Here are the two justices you need to kill. He then says, you won't know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions, meaning you're going to die. So let's go back to the president. Has he condemned this? No. Has he condemned them doxing them? No. Has he condemned them going to their houses? No. Has he condemned this person that was trying to kill that was in the vicinity of the Supreme Court justice in the neighborhood? No. They have not condemned the violence. For people that always come out demanding that we condemn violence and school shootings and everything else, when it's violence they approve of, they're fine with it. Notice, by the way, Democrats didn't condemn the violence against police officers, the Black Lives Matter riots. They didn't condemn them for burning down buildings, including churches across the street from the White House. They're okay with political violence and the killing of innocent people. They aren't out there condemning the death, the killing of police officers in this country in general. They haven't condemned the defunding of police, which has made it unsafe for police in this country, because they're fine with political executions. I'm saying it because others won't. And I hope you will start saying it too. Now, this incident follows a number of high-profile Democrats and extremists who have been attacking political figures. We have seen reporters, conservatives, activists be attacked. We saw Bernie Sanders supporting gunmen who attempted to assassinate Republican legislators en masse at that baseball practice in 2017. Did they learn their lesson from that? No, they didn't. Why? Because they don't care if you kill Republicans. Now, let's go back to Jimmy Kimmel for a second. During Biden's interview with Kimmel, Joe Biden predicted that if the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it would cause a mini revolution, quote unquote. It's just ridiculous, Biden said, and I don't think they're going to stand for it. They're going to vote a lot of these folks out of office, a mini revolution. So on the day that you know that a whole bunch of, or on the day that you know a man has been arrested trying to kill a Supreme Court justice, you come out and you call for a mini revolution? Well, they better not do it because it's a mini revolution. So there it is. That's what you need to know. A mini revolution. MSNBC this morning. Joy Reid said no one, quote, this is a little bit too late for this. She's the same one calling for violence earlier on. She said no one should be threatened with gun violence, including Judge Kavanaugh. Oh, well, it's interesting how quick you changed your opinion.
Caught up in their classroom when we have law enforcement that's too afraid to go in.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, and let's take that to a national level, Brandon, because it's not just in the state of Texas. Mitch McConnell today, and you know, I will note the attorney general says they're going to investigate. We'll see how that goes. Mitch McConnell today, in response to the fact that a man showed up armed to Justice Kavanaugh's house, which should not happen. Let's just be clear. No one should be threatened with gun violence, including Justice Kavanaugh. Here was Mitch McConnell's response about the urgency he feels in protecting the precious, his Supreme Court majority, which is the whole point, apparently, of his career, was to have this right-wing majority. Here's Mitch McConnell today.
You listen to her. She's criticizing Mitch McConnell while also saying, well, I don't think that anybody should, you know, go after Judge Kavanaugh. Like, that's wrong. We should condemn that. This is that moment where you cover your ASS at all costs. That's how you do it. This is what you do. You just cover your ASS at all costs, no matter what. And if you do it this way, then you can say, if someone does kill, well, we condemned it. Remember when Kavanaugh was, somebody tried to kill him? You know, we condemned that, folks. Everybody calm down. We condemned it. We're on the record. We said no one should do violent things, right? CNN says Supreme Court justice could be targeted by violent extremists from both sides. Both sides over Roe v. Wade? So you're telling me that someone that's in favor of banning abortion might go kill a guy that wants to ban abortion? That's how you want to play this crap on CNN? Listen, this is not a joke.
This certainly contributes to this overall threat landscape we've been talking a lot about. The major concern here with this abortion ruling from federal officials, and they've been sounding the alarm on this for about a month, is that Supreme Court justices will certainly be, you know, potentially targeted by violent extremists who are angered over this pending ruling that is poised to strike down Roe v. Wade. This is an extremely passionate issue. There are emotions on both sides. Federal officials have made clear over and over they believe the the risk truly comes from both sides of this abortion debate. So certainly this case, really solidifying what federal officials have been warning about. People are angry. They might seek to use the abortion ruling as a justification to cause violence. And that puts these Supreme Court justices, their staffs, and other members of this the judiciary, especially the Supreme Court, at risk.
Well, there it is. Both sides, right? Well, we believe that these justices could be targeted by both sides. So find me a conservative out there that's trying to kill a conservative judge. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Yet there it is on TV. That's what they're saying. They want you to go out, and if you're a liberal, and they want you to kill a Supreme Court justice.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? Look like my baggage. I mean, I know. Okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MSNBC floats criminal charges for Justice Alito over the Roe lies. That's what they actually said in real time. They want to go out and they want to arrest. They want to arrest a Supreme Court justice because they didn't get their way. This is a former federal prosecutor, all right, who's talking in this conversation. Listen to how sick these people are.
Any talk of potentially investigating them for impeachment or impeaching them, because they'll bring up that these people lied, and they'll say, nope, no one's talking about it. And I guess they know it's not going to win in the Senate, and is it too close of a line? But what is your take on what you heard, and what do you think these people are exposing themselves to or should be exposed to?
My take is all of those justices misrepresented and deceived the senators and by extension the American people under oath during their confirmation hearings. Why? Because they couldn't speak the truth. Can you imagine, Dean, if Alito said under oath what he put in that draft opinion? Roe was egregiously wrong from the minute it was decided, and it's an abuse of judicial authority. That's a quote, Dean. Did he say or communicate anything about Roe v. Wade that came anywhere near that? He communicated the exact opposite. Look, Sammy the Bull Alito is not as smart as he thinks he is, because he, in that draft opinion, put the lie to his confirmation hearing testimony when he communicated under oath, hey, settled precedent, stare decisis, entitled to respect. The message was you have nothing to worry about with the continued viability of Roe v. Wade if you confirm me. That was a flippin' lie in substance. And let's not let him get away with it, Dean.
Let's not let him get away with it. Hold on. Let's not let him get away with this, right? We need to float that I believe in criminal charges for Justice Alito over his Supreme Court opinion. So to recap for you, this Democratic Socialist Communist Party, filled with dictators that are willing to kill their political enemies for power, they want to arrest Supreme Court justices. They want to harass them at their houses. They want to find a killer out of 300 plus million Americans or people in this country, just one crazy, to go knock off a couple of these justices. They want you to know where they live. They want them to feel unsafe. They want you to get in their faces. I have to go back to the quote that I gave you earlier. This is from the Chuck Schumer. He's saying this to two Supreme Court justices. I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Gorsuch, you have unleashed a whirlwind and you will pay the price. The only price you can say that they're going to pay is with their life. Or maybe their family's lives. Maybe that's part of what you're saying here. Right? You're going to pay a price. You won't know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions. Well, it sounds like hit you means one thing, a bullet. And a guy shows up and are you condemning it yet? Where's the security for these justices being held up by Nancy Pelosi? Because they want someone to kill these people because they hate them that much. And they want to overthrow the will of the people. They want to pack the courts. They want to frame people for crimes they never committed. They want to make sure they can make up any lie they want to, sell it to the media, which will help them. That's no different than state-sponsored media in Russia. The Russian collusion story is a perfect example of that. When they can't win an election, they will try to kill somebody, lie or cheat or steal or alter, change how we do elections to make sure they win. And that's exactly what this guy from MSNBC is saying. He said, we got to hold them accountable. What does that mean? It means arrest Supreme Court justices because you don't like their opinions. That's all it is.
Prosecutorial overreach. This is not a witch hunt. This is not political payback. This is responsible government. Holding hearings into Supreme Court nominees who lied. And at the end of the day, maybe it doesn't result in articles of impeachment, but gosh dang it, we deserve to have hearings and look into it, get to the bottom of it, and if a perjury charge can be made, and if articles of impeachment ought to be drawn up, then we have to consider it. What we can't do is say, well, it's a foregone conclusion. We'd never have enough votes in the Senate to remove.
Right.
That's not the point. We don't use that to justify government negligence and sloth in not doing the hard work.
So there's your Democratic Party. This is what they are all about. They want you to go out there and kill anybody that doesn't agree with them. They want to charge Supreme Court justices with crimes and put them in prison. And they want the Supreme Court justices to not feel safe anywhere they go. If you don't think that they are trying to overthrow the government right now, you're stupid. If you don't think they're trying to destroy this country and change what it is, whether it be with the Second Amendment rights, freedom of speech, or a separation of powers of the Supreme Court, and they're going to try to pack the court as soon as they can. If they can't kill the justices, they're going to want to pack the courts. How do I know this? Because I listen to their actual words. Make sure you share this podcast wherever you can today. Hit that forward button and share it. Please write us a 5-star review so more people will find our podcast. If you've not done that, and hit that subscribe or auto download button. And I will see you guys back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.